I gotta give a lot of credit to our offensive coordinator. He put me in a position to make plays, and I was just so excited from all my other teammates making plays. Andre with the great passes he was making, and to see Crabtree out there like his old self making cuts. I told myself once I get the ball, I gotta contribute just as well.
What does it say about your offense when a guy like yourself and Andre, guys who are not starters and who don't get as many reps as the other guys, are still coming in and having as big an impact as everybody else?
We got a lot of depth on this team. We got a lot of players that's capable to make plays at any time. And like you said, as you see, Andre, whenever he goes out there, he make big plays. So it definitely helps the offense, and it helps each player to be able to go out there and just do their job.
Can you take us through it? You caught the ball, and you saw what?
Once I caught that ball, I turned around. I think it was the linebacker coming inside, and part of me thought to cut it back, but I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go. So, once I hit that gear, I was going, and again, like you said, instincts just kicked in, and I was able to make a cut back, and I felt good after that.
Did you feel the one guy, he went right by you?
Oh, yeah, I felt him on my feet, and I wasn't going to let him take me down.
Have you seen a replay of it yet?
I haven't, no.
Coach Del Rio just said of yourself that you're becoming a believer. How do you translate that from your perspective? What does that mean to you?
I think what he means is everybody's starting to see, what I can do. If there's one thing, I've always believed in this team. Year in, year out, I've been telling everybody I want to be part of the turnaround. And with Del Rio, as you see, you're starting to see this team turning around. So I've always been a believer, and it's just my job to show everybody else that on Sunday.
It's a little bit of a difference now, because now, so you were believing in the team, now people are starting to believe in you, it seems like, because you went back and forth. You never got the chance that you've gotten the last few weeks.
Definitely. I tip my hat to this coaching staff. They put a lot of trust in me, and they see what Al Davis see, and it's just my job to show the fans what Al Davis saw in me.
I mean, last week you had a few runs and a decent amount of yards, and they even tossed you the ball on 3rd and 2 to get a first down. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you get a lot of big plays, but that one must have felt good.
Oh, yeah, it always feels good whenever they call my name. But, I definitely appreciate their confidence in me.
Were there ever times in the last couple of years where you started to doubt your future here?
I've always, doubt if other people, trusted me or had confidence in me. I never doubted my talent or my ability. So wherever position I was playing, I just wanted to compete, and I just made sure once I go out there, I take advantage of my opportunity.
Is this validation for you, though, after the other coaching staff moving you to DB last year, and now you're coming back, you're back on offense, and you are being allowed to make plays?
Well, again, yes. And like I said, it helps when your coaches, they trust in you, and they're giving me the opportunity to make plays. So with the opportunities given, it's my job to show them that I'm appreciative of it, and I won't let those opportunities go to waste.
Got a little road rash on that?
Oh, yeah. It happens, man. It's a rough game, man. Jets is tough.
Thanks for your time,
Tyler. Thank you.